I think between the family and the club, they've worked hand in hand, and you know, as much as it'll be an emotional night, hopefully for the supporters it won't be a sad one. It'll be a, you know, you look back on Bobby's life, you know, and I'd like us to go out and put a performance of courage, character, bravery. It'd be nice to score a few goals as well, which what Bobby was all about. And yeah, I think it's a minute's applause rather than a minute's silence, which I think is fitting for a character and a leader, which they're a dying breed nowadays in football. Certainly leaders and characters, and Bobby were both of them. So as emotional as it'll be, I hope it's not as sad and sombre. I hope people come and rejoice in Bobby's life and what he gave to the thousand people that are going to be there tomorrow, because, you know, joy, laughter and happiness, you know, was Bobby Campbell.
Matt McNulty mentioned that you've been mentioned to the players about Bobby and kind of educating them about him. Is that right? Have you been pressing that on them? No,
what I did, we did last Thursday, we had a training session sort of built around what Bobby used to love, crossing and finishing diving headers. So the lads had to do that and loved it, to be fair. So, you know, that was the discussion of Bob. And but, you know, there'll be a small mention. People always say go out and do it, you know, if things go wrong, do it for Bobby. But we don't want to be under pressure if we don't win the game. But the players will be going out to win the game naturally. But I think for all the supporters turning up tomorrow, it would be fitting if James Hansen bulleted one in front penalty spot a la Bobby Campbell and we celebrated with a victory. But we'll do our best, and hopefully the occasion will be a good one in all way around.